So why was Vyasadeva unhappy even after writing the Vedic literature, which were for glorifying Krishna? Actually, most of the Vedas, they don't directly glorify Krishna. So they focus on various principles of religiosity which gradually take the consciousness towards Krishna. So in some cases in the Vedic literature, there are principles for material well-being which are talked about. They are also helpful, but they are not connected with the ultimate purpose. So much of the Vedic literature is reflects the need of the readers, or rather it reflects the desires of people. It does not necessarily focus on what is their ultimate goal. So because most people look for material pleasure, so the Vedic literature says, yes, seek material pleasure, but seek in a religious way. And while seeking such a life of, we could say, religious materialism. It's a materialistic life, but religious materialism. While seeking a life of religious materialism, there's gradual elevation. And in that, the focus on Krishna is very little. The glorification of Krishna is not that much. So, Vyasadev, he felt that because most people are at that level, I should speak at that level. And when he spoke at that level, that is helpful for people. But he needed to have spoken at the highest level also. And in speaking at that level, he got so consumed that he didn't overlook speaking at the highest level. And because he had written in such a way that people were gradually attracted towards Krishna, but because he had not focused on that ultimate goal, he had not adequately glorified Krishna, so he was dissatisfied. Okay. Hare Krishna.